Farm fields, usually green with waving corn and soybean leaves, are barren, gullies carving the rolling hills, small ponds of rainwater dotting the landscape. Forest City Co-op elevator manager Randy Brewster assesses the distress.
Very wet. A lot of corn has been washed out, probably had 10 to 15% replants, and we've actually only originally got about 60% of our corn planted. Our corn is way behind on height. 4th of July, knee-high will be good. If we could get there, it'd be a miracle. We're probably looking at knee-high by the 10th or 12th of July.
But that's on the acres that have been planted. Late last week, well past optimum planting, Mike Brown, farming 1,100 acres north of Mason City, is scurrying to get soybean seeds into the soil.
Trying to plant. It's worst spring I've ever been through. Just had mass amount of rain. I mean, we went from drought to surplus. We've had a lot of flooding in this area. What we're doing right now, there's some decent ground, but it's just saturated.
Some 30 miles west in Winnebago County, Wayne Johnson, still planting corn.
Well, normally it'd be about 5,000 acres of corn and 2,000 acres of soybeans.
Way behind and frustrated about frequent rains, allowing Johnson fewer than a dozen days for field work in the last 3 months.
And you can see, like in this field that we're in right now, I was rained out 45 days ago, and so I didn't get the field planted to corn. And I'm in here, it's one of my drier fields, so I'm just putting beans and corn wherever it's dry. It has nothing to do with the rotation this year.
Johnson won't be planting several hundred acres, just too wet. And Iowa may have 800,000 or more acres like it.
This is just an ugly, depressing situation for producers to go through.
That's Federal Farm Service Agency Director for Iowa, John Whitaker, who says that's nearly a million acres of prime farmland without crops, but needing wind and water erosion protection.
They can do that probably the easiest by planting cover crops. That will maintain a cover on the soil, prevent it from eroding, which improves water quality, of course, which is the whole intent behind that.
But with that many farmers scrambling for legume and other cover crops, even what's called tillage radishes, there's a cover crop seed shortage. It all adds up to stress. Mason City's Mike Brown's feeling it.
I'm not a big farmer, and it's just my wife and I, but it's the most stress I've ever seen. All my friends, you know, it's just a tough, tough spring.
Stress, says Iowa's Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey, that's not widely understood.
It's hard to describe to non-farmers how stressful it is. There's a lot of stress, a lot of dollars at stake. If you think of every one of those acres of corn being worth about $1,000 at the end of the year, and you have 800,000 acres, that's $800 million worth of corn that's not planted. You certainly could have $1.5 or $2 billion worth of soybeans as well that aren't planted.
Big numbers statewide. But Forest City's Wayne Johnson isn't giving up.
Certainly I'll plant till the 25th of June, and I can plant 500 to 700 acres a day, so I'll do the best I can. You know, it's kind of like, what's the outcome of the football game going to be halfway through the fourth quarter? It isn't over till it's over. Sometimes there's two touchdowns in the last 2 minutes. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Significantly, Johnson chooses a football metaphor, a game that rarely concedes to weather. In Winnebago County, Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.